Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, obviously, if you're to couple up with someone, you have to be practical. Do they have an income? Do they have a criminal record? Is there a 5-year period of their life they won't tell you about? But have the practical considerations begun to outweigh the romantic ones? Has it become more about paying the mortgage and setting your heart aflutter? Irish Independent columnist Mary McCarthy feels it's all become a bit too transactional. Mary, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean.
You were actually inspired because you saw this film Materialist that we will be talking about, and that kind of set you thinking.
Yeah, so I went to see it in Greece on Monday night in an open air cinema. It's actually a good
nice.
Movie. Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah.
You were on your holidays, right?
I was on my holidays
there specifically.
I was on my holidays and. It was, if you're thinking of going to see it, it is worth it. It's very clever. You know, there's really, it's like glamorous. You know, if you like Devil Wears Prada, that kind of glamorous New York, like I think people love looking at that. So definitely worth the watch. But anyway, this movie, it's about a matchmaker in New York, and the view of dating is so transactional and cynical. People want to know what's your salary. Like that's the main question, not what, do you have a sense of humor? Like, looks are still up there, but it's mainly like the financial compatibility. So I saw the movie and I thought, Jesus, that's really like, it's so calculating. But then it kind of got me thinking, like the house prices, rent, it's just, they're so high here, Sean. It must have had an effect. And if you look at the data, like people are, they're waiting so long now to get married. Are they waiting around for someone with security? Like, are they not? Like, I wonder. And then, you know, I talked to a few people. I talked to a couple counsellor, and he was saying that the security issue is very important, and it's becoming more important because people, they do look at someone, and it's not so much marriage material, but it's mortgage material. Like, because, and it's only human. Like, you don't want to be renting until you're, you know, 60.
Yeah.
You don't want to be sleeping on your parents' couch until you're 39. And then if you look on Reddit, I mean, I know Reddit, you know, I think Reddit is a very honest, like, peephole into what people are actually thinking. Mm. And there's a lot of threads on there saying, there's one thread that is, why are there so many single people in Ireland? And if you read it, like, it does strike me that people are thinking, well, I don't have the money. Like, people aren't interested in me because I'm just not earning that much. And I do think it's quite sad. I think it's probably a hidden disaster of our housing crisis that we don't talk about, that people, they're just not sparking up as much, you know.
But you could perhaps infer from that as well that if people are making those kind of decisions based on income and not so much do I like them, that down the road, then you're going to see an increase in perhaps divorce and separation rates because of that.
I would say it's definitely not the way to go. In my personal experience, like on paper, you know, if you have two opposites, I would say definitely you cannot have the financial criteria, which is why I think it's a disaster, because I do think you're less likely to get your happily ever after. I mean, brilliant. If you are a doctor and you meet a doctor and you both have like a fat salary and you can buy a lovely house in Leeson Park, like good luck to you, and you'll probably do very well. But if you're looking, if you're going out to look for a partner who can make sure, you know, that if you're, maybe you're earning. But the thing is, Sean, just to go off on a bit of a detour, I don't think like people are looking for the money. They're not looking for extra money. It's just on a parity. So let's say I'm earning a certain amount that has me on track to be able to own a home in 5 years. Would I be getting with someone who is definitely nowhere in that vicinity? Because then that means I can't get a home, because you need the two salaries now. So that's...
I suppose you could see how that would cause a difficulty in a relationship anyway, maybe down the line if there's that kind of financial imbalance.
Well, maybe. I mean, it's always worked for me.
Well, you see, then, is it gendered? Is it okay if he earns more than she does, but not the other way around?
It's funny you put it like that, because I think it's actually flipped, right? Because I had a column in the Irish Independent today about this, and I did talk to a matchmaker. His name is Fergal Harrington. He's got Intro Matchmaking. It's a Dublin-based dating group. And he was saying that what he sees now more, and he set up this thing 15 years ago, so he has seen the, you know, he can compare. And he was saying that it's women now have financial security, so they're looking for someone who can match their lifestyle. They're not necessarily looking for someone with a big job so they can, you know, it's just someone who can keep up. So if they want to take off and go on a weekend to Iceland, someone's going to be able to do that with them. you know.
Right. Okay. So, but they would be looking for financial parity then, to an extent.
Well, I mean, it could be. It's a very niche market, probably, if you're going to a, like a, I don't know if it's expensive or not, but if you're paying, maybe it is a niche market. Maybe you're more affluent. I don't know. I just think it's a crying shame. And maybe I'm wrong. Do you know what? Maybe I'm totally cynical. I just felt that that movie, Materialists, and it does actually end, not to be a spoiler or anything, it kind of ends on a less cynical note. But I do think there's a lot of truth to it, that there is more of a focus on financial compatibility. Like, I don't know what age you are, Sean, but like, if you're of my vintage, which you might be, like back in the day, you know, you fancied someone, you got on well with them, they didn't drive you off the wall. Those were the criteria, right? Not kind of, oh, can they get a mortgage? Like, I don't even remember thinking about the housing market. You know, it just wouldn't have been in my, like when I was 25, it wouldn't have occurred to me. Whereas now 25-year-olds, they're very acutely aware that it's because they're paying so much rent. It's, you know, the whole thing has transformed. So it's something we don't really associate with the financial, with the property crisis, is that what effect has it had on dating? And maybe I'm wrong, maybe it hasn't. But the people I've talked to, like, and even just anecdotally, just from what I see myself, it does, it is more of a, you know, of a issue.
Yeah, we would get that in a lot. Having said that, hasn't it always been the case that if you're kind of middle class, you'll go out with a kind of middle class person? If you're working class, you're more inclined to go out with a working class. And if you're from Dalkey,
yes,
you'll marry your neighbour's daughter, kind of thing.
Exactly. So there's actually a term, it's called, what is it called? A sort of date mating. Is it? Is that what it's called? Yeah, that's what it is. And you kind of stick with someone in your kind of vicinity of earning and social status. But it is getting worse. So my aunt, for instance, married a doctor and she's a nurse, right? And that would have gone on quite a bit.
You know,
and their hostess would marry a heart surgeon and that would have gone on. There was more leeway. There was more flexibility. So like it was there, but it wasn't so kind of like now it's quite siloed, you know, like it is, would be quite rare. I don't know any nurses married to doctors. I mean, I'm sure there's loads of them out there. I just don't know any. Whereas like I know lots of them who are in their 70s and 80s. Mm.
And but in those days, the doctors were men, the nurses were women.
Well, that is very true. Yeah. So that's probably not a great example. But back then, you only needed one income really to buy a house.
Yeah.
So now you need the two incomes. Yeah. So, you know.
So even, and just from the description of the movie, looks come into it. But is it kind of looks as in I fancy you, or looks as in you look good when we go to the Met Gala together?
Exactly. It's very...
And it's like, trophy partner stuff.
Trophy, red carpet. Actually, that's what your man Fergus said. He said in New York, they are very... And they're not like that here. So he would say, like, the men aren't looking for a red carpet girlfriend here. Which I think would be fair. I don't think...
Well, there's probably a bit of it.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, there's probably a bit of it.
I think it's women who put the pressure on themselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of women and they, you know... Just even the Botox, like I live in Brussels, John, like coming back there the other day, you walk into the airport, it's very apparent that Irish women, and they look great, they do look great, but they do put a lot of value on their looks. And I think like the lads don't even really, not that they don't notice. I don't know, you tell me.
No, Botox. I don't know. Well, I don't even notice if I see someone attempt to smile and they can't quite pull it off, I go, oh, that's why. I'd rather they be able to smile rather than there might be a line in their forehead. Mother of God, like, worst thing in the world.
A face of wrinkles, you don't really notice.
No. No, not for the most part. Let me read out a few. Well, it depends how bad. Ben says, I've encouraged this dating before. I was dating this woman. It was going really well. She was in finance, if I remember correctly. And I was a full-time musician at the time. Somehow I'd gotten about an hour in before I mentioned my music. And it was literally no more than 15 minutes before she said something had come up and had to leave. Wow. If you're thinking about doing this, if you're thinking about this while you're on a date, you're doing it wrong. Someone else says, if you pick money over your own happiness, you get what you deserve. Money shouldn't even enter the equation. If women are thinking this whilst dating, is that any better than men putting so much stock in looks and sex appeal? But it seems as if men are doing this too. It's kind of a two-way street on this. Humans will destroy themselves through materialism, greed and consumerism. Materialism and consumerism are behind the high concentration of microplastics in the environment, which are on course to wipe out all life on Earth. that's a happy note to add into the whole proceedings. But it's kind of like the way when I was young, my parents had this kind of a mortgage was astronomical, the price of a mortgage. Mm-hmm. And so people would be very het up about, can you get a mortgage? My parents' generation wouldn't have said, well, you should marry this person. But that would be in the back of their mind. That pressure would be there all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think when I was young, it entered my consciousness at all. But there's always been a bit of that, I suppose, maybe just the young people themselves are far more painfully aware of it now.
Well, exactly. It's always been there, right? It's just, it's more pertinent now because even if you are on an average salary, that's not enough. So it's just, you know, so if you're a teacher and you're, you know, thinking, will I get with it, that lovely teacher? You're thinking, we live in Dublin. Can we actually buy a house? I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I really do hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. Oh, God, your guess is not telling the truth. Let's be honest about this. It's mostly the women pushing for the money. Men have no problem. Girls that are poor. Women need to date someone in the same level or higher income level, they say.
Yeah, I mean,
well, that could be their experiences.
Exactly. And like, but I mean, I would, if I was giving advice to anyone out there looking for love, it would be don't ask like that. There was a texter in there, he said the money shouldn't come into it. And I would totally agree with that. But we've just got to a stage in this crisis where it has to come into it because...
God, that's sad.
I know.
I wonder, is it just that? Because even though like we were talking about materialists and it's technically a rom-com, there's been a lot of talk about the age of the rom-com has ended or there hasn't been a lot of rom-coms for a while. So maybe something else is going on in the culture as well anyway, that perhaps a general attitude towards relationships is more cynical.
It's more souring, yeah. Yeah. That's actually a good point. I haven't seen a rom-com in ages. And this isn't even, I wouldn't describe it as a rom-com. It's more like a dramedy. There is a comedy to it.
Yeah.
Lots of men lying about their hairlines and their height. And that's, they
yeah,
say
that's
that
the normal
laugh.
Stuff.
It's funny.
So we don't know how can you do that on a dating website and then expect when you turn up that the person isn't going to notice?
I presume you're assuming that your charisma will blast them and they won't mind about if you're 5'2" and say you're 6'2" or whatever.
I was looking down at them the whole time and I didn't really notice. Someone else says it's hard to find a good woman now with a natural smile. There are a lot of duck-billed young ones walking around.
Duck-billed? Oh, that's the Botox he's talking about, or the fillers.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
But also the kind of, you know, the one on social media, there's a kind of a trend of everyone sticks their lips out slightly.
I know.
I don't know why they do that.
Yeah.
It's not that attractive.
It's a little bit baffling.
It looks like they're holding in a fart. That's what I always think.
But
they're
romantic.
They're bloated.
How romantic.
You know, there's kind of strain there. That's, you know, but that's just me, I suppose, being cynical. Ah, God, it's sad.
I know, but you know what? Don't, like, if you are seeing someone and they are earning a lot and you don't fancy them, don't do it. Like, I can remember, like, in my long, long time ago, 25 years ago, the most miserable experience was dating this ridiculously rich guy and I didn't really fancy him, but I kind of felt, this is so glamorous. I'm not going to get this life again.
Yeah.
And you feel sort of dead, you know, you're like, it's like you're, it does feel very transactional.
Mm. And it can, well, you can see how it could turn someone's head for a while, but I suppose, do they pick up their own socks off the floor?
Do they fart in the bed?
Yeah, well, that thing. If they're making that duck face, yeah, at least they're making an effort. Mary, thanks a million for coming in to talk
thanks
to us today.
That
was Mary McCarthy there, and that column is in today's Irish Independent.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.